now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and the program, of course, is the Roland Trujillo Show. It's a very important program. Most people will not benefit from this program because they won't see where the benefit is, you see, because I talk about, about giving up things, like giving up resentment, giving up anger, giving up hostility, giving up rage, see, giving up being ambition. Of course we must be industrious. I'm not saying we shouldn't be industrious, but being ambitious, see, I talk about giving that up. And then of course I talk about giving up marijuana and drugs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so people listen to that, and either A, they don't want to give up their anger. See, most people don't want to give up their anger. They don't want to give up their resentment and their judgment. Look, most people are judgmental. We're tempted to be judgmental. Look, this might be a good launching point for this program, for today's topic, to talk about judgment. But what I want to say is that I have found the key to self-control, the key to finding what real religion is, and real spirituality. I found the key. And I searched and searched and searched for a long time. And maybe, so who will be interested in this program? Well, people who would be interested in this program are those who are sincere, the pure in heart. And those who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Those who really, really, really want to be a better person. See? It's one thing to want to be a better mom so that you can, everybody will think you're wonderful. But it's another thing to see yourself yelling at your kids, being impatient with them, and you see the little tear in your daughter's eye, and to take a good hard look at yourself and say, well, what kind of a person am I? It's like I'm a bully. I'm a tyrant. I'm teasing and goading and giving a hard time to my little innocent child. My child is innocent in that respect. Children are superior to us in that they are innocent. We have lost our innocence. See? But some people would really like to refine their innocence. They'd like to be a better mom, dad, husband, wife, citizen, worker. They're sick and tired of being hateful toward other people and so on. And so they're searching, searching, searching. But what happens is they search. They go to try this religion and that religion and this group and that spirituality and this practice and this yoga and this, that, and this and that. And they try all these different varieties of religion and spirituality and so on. Some of them, they all seem to have little tidbits of truth. Every one of them has something about it that's something that's true, something positive, but then there's always something missing, or then there's some flakiness involved. You discover some flaky notion that just doesn't sit right with you. Or you get involved with it and it sounds wonderful, but then you find out the people are manipulative and they're pressuring you and they're trying to get you to do something or say something, and there's the ubiquitous, see, and before long they're pressuring you to do this and do that and give money, and you know, there's just something about it doesn't sit right. So such people keep searching until they find the answer, you see. And then a person like that might listen into this program, because I do have the whole package. And in other words, I can show you how to become still, how to get back in touch with your intuition, which is from your Creator. See? And then with intuition, with intuition, then you will be able to see what really is true and what isn't true. You'll be able to find the answers that you've been looking for. And not only that, but you'll become a friend of God. So I've written several books. I have a wonderful meditation, lots of articles, my website. It's all there for the pure in heart. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, like I said, this is not going to be for everybody. Most people are not a bit interested in this. They're interested in, Madonna, or who's going to win the basketball playoffs, or, what the latest movie is, or where they can get marijuana, or whether they can, what meal they're going to have, and what party they're going to go to. And see, they're interested in that kind of stuff. Who they can impress, how they can move ahead and get more power and be lauded and looked up to in the world. See? Or they're nursing a grudge and trying to figure out how they can get even and prove to somebody that they really are wonderful and great, and all these type of little mind games that people play. Or, after a lifetime of wrong living. See? The other thing is that human beings were originally created to live forever. Adam and Eve were supposed to live forever. But when Adam fell, remember? When Adam sinned, when he doubted God and disobeyed God, then he was cast out of the garden, and then death entered the human race. So that's what we inherit. We inherit the life that leads to death. But if you can see, if you could somehow, see, or at least have a hunch that it may be. See, when you were a little kid, you were much closer to the truth than you are now. You probably looked and you saw that, people were weird. You saw adults were weird, and things that they said and did were weird, and you even saw this whole thing of death as being weird. See, when you were a little kid. So if you can sense that we're not supposed to die, then you can also you would also sense that this the deterioration that we experience is, although that's all we inherit, that there must be some sort of a salvation from our deterioration and getting progressively worse and going down the tubes, is definitely not the way it's supposed to be. But we have our 40 and 10 years. And people who lead a good life, a pure life, they usually live to a ripe old age, and then they pass away beautifully, perhaps in their sleep. But people who live a wrong life, who take drugs and eat the wrong kind of food and are hateful and resentful and angry and have grudges against people and bitterness and who don't pay attention to their common sense and then fall into the wrong hands. See, they, instead of listening to their intuition and their common sense, they listen to some expert. But without having intuition, without having common sense, they tell who's being honest and who's not being honest. So they fall into the wrong hands, and eventually the experimental treatment or whatever it is, that the latest thing that comes down the pike that's supposed to be safe, and later they find out it has a lot of side effects. Well, they fall into the hands of the wrong person who does the wrong thing and then go from bad to worse, see? So then they spend all their time, trying to get better again. But then have to spend all their time, devote all their time. Instead of being able to go through, to live lightly and beautifully and enjoy the beautiful sunlight in the meadow and to delicately go through life and have wonderful realizations and see God in things and marvel at His handiwork and begin to see more and more the beauty of the Scriptures and of the wonderful things you heard when you were a little child, to begin to every day to have little insight, realizations, and discoveries. Life could be so sweet. Instead of that, they're spending all their time just struggling with some malady that was somehow visited upon them through wrong living and making the wrong choices. See? All right, so now that I've said all of that, see, now a lot of people have already reached for the dial. They've turned away because they're not interested. What does it say in the Bible? It said, blessed, you know, is he that endures to the end. See? So whoever can bear hearing my preamble, pointing out how people have gone wrong, bear with that for a while and grit their teeth, but somehow get through it. Then the good stuff comes, see? So now let's start getting to the good stuff. Let's take a look at people. And I said that in order to find, see, what does it say in the Bible also? It says to bring every thought, it wasn't it Paul who said to bring every thought into captivity to Christ? Well, we have too many things that take us away from our intuition, from realization, from understanding. We're endlessly distracted by all manner of things. See? And so here I am talking about one thing. And if you can hear this one thing and understand this one thing and then do one thing, learn to be still and pay attention to your intuition, which is wordless. Then you'll have it made in the shade. But we're endlessly distracted. Now, we distract ourselves. One of the ways that we... Now, look. I said that most people, see, they don't want to give up. Oh, yes, so I was saying to give up. See, Christ said, who loses his life for my sake. Well, he's talking about giving up the life of pride and finding another... giving up the life of pride and picking up the spiritual life. See? It's a beautiful transformation. But most of us, we don't want to give up those things that support pride. See, so we wallow in our angers and in our judgments. See, and in our false hopes. But you're just going to have to see that if you want to get better, you're going to have to learn to give these things up. You know, some people, they start to get better and they gradually lay down their excesses. They give up their soda and their diet soda with aspartame in it. And they give up their anger and their hostility. See, a lot of people have a wake-up call. They have a wake-up call, you know, they have a heart attack or a near heart attack or something like that. And then they suddenly realize that they're going to have to make some changes. But even that's not enough to wake some people up. See, they still won't give up what it is that's ultimately going to kill them. Their cigarettes and their wrong food habits and their anger and hostility habits. Now let's take a look. See, it's one thing to change your eating habits and your exercise habits and so on, your work habits. But it's another thing to give up negative emotions like resentment and hostility and judgment. See? But those things are bad for us too. Think about the anger and the suppressed anger and rage and hostility. Just think how harmful they must be to our health and our happiness and so on. See? So therefore, let's talk about giving up anger after I return. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all 5 of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show. Yes, go to commonsensecounseling.org. Common Sense Counseling. It's all one word run together, commonsensecounseling.org. There you can find our free meditation where you can learn to be still. And a lot of helpful, practical information. Now, I said that a lot of people, there's things they don't want to give up. And most people don't want to give up their judgment because it sustains them in their pride. See, when you become judgmental, you know, when you start judging your husband, start judging your wife, start judging other people, before long you're secretly judging everybody. Look at her, why does she do this? And look at that, look at her dress, and look at him, and look at what he's doing, and look at the way he's acting, and look at what he's eating, and look at how he's talking, and look at her, and see? We're very judgmental. But what is wrong with judgment? Well, it supports pride. We set ourselves up like a little god, a little tin horn god. We play God. See? And that puts us in conflict with the real God. See, there's one God in the universe, which is God, and his judgments are true. See, he has a right to judge. And yet, surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, but amazingly, he's very patient. He's very forgiving. He's very merciful. He's long-suffering. And he withholds his hand, his punishment, his judgment. See? But we are not. No. Why, if somebody offends us or does a little something that we don't like, we immediately judge them. We immediately become impatient with our children. If they make a little mistake, spill a little something. See? Or don't come like a dog the moment we call them. We immediately become angry and impatient, see? And other people out in the world, well, we don't dare show our hostility and our judgment toward them because they would, they would see how mean-spirited we are. So we hide it. See, we keep it underneath. And we judge our spouse. We judge our husband. We judge our wife, see? And underneath, we repress, and we have secret hostility and secret resentment. We go to work, and the boss says, do something, and instead of, you know, people tell us to do something, but instead of, you know, doing it graciously, or instead saying, no, I really can't because I have something else I have to do. No, we just don't say anything, but we're secretly hostile and resentful. And then we do it resentfully. See? Well, what I would like you to see, so the question I have for you is, are you willing to give up your resentments? Could you let them go? See, could you just let them go? Just stop resenting people. Could you let go of your judgments? Just stop judging them. Just go through life like the old cartoon Mr. Magoo. See? Kind of like Alfred E. Newman, what me worry? Or how about Bugs Bunny? See, he sits there and chews on a carrot and says, what's up, Doc? He's not judgmental. He's not angry. He's kind of cool and calm, and he's not judgmental. He sees what is. He sees reality. See? But he doesn't let it bother him. See? Could you go through life without forming judgments about everything? And how about all your little judgments? This is good and that is bad, and this is bad and that is bad, and they're no good, and these people are no good, and these, see? Could you just go through life without verbalizing all these judgments? And just kind of go through life, just kind of watching and observing like a little child, like innocent. Don't we love our animals? We love animals because they're kind of innocent, aren't they? You know, dogs and cats, they're innocent. Why? Because they're not hateful, they're not sneaky. They're not having hateful thoughts. Or trying to deceive you or trick you or pretend they like you when they really don't, type of stuff, see? So I guess my question to you is, if you'd really like to get better, then there's some things you're going to give up. You're going to have to start giving up resentment, giving up judgment, giving up secret hostility toward people, and go through life more innocently and just see things. No, you don't have to pretend things are wonderful if they're not wonderful, but just see things without forming a judgment about them, that's all. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are. Now, did you get my drift? All right. So how are you going to do that? Well, first of all, you have to see that you are judgmental. I'm drawing it to your attention. See, now that's another reason why most people won't see the benefit in this program. They'll say, oh, he's so negative. Well, I sound negative, but only because I'm seeing things in the light of truth, which is positive. See, it's very positive, like the sunlight is very positive. When you shine the sun upon things. So let's say you have a dirty dish rag. See, and all of a sudden you become, you know, it's underneath the cabinet, let's say. So you open the cabinet, the light shines on it, and there it is. Oh, my goodness. You pull it out. Oh, my goodness, this is really dirty. It smells awful. So you take it outside and you hang it up on the line or, you know, over the banister in the bright sunlight. And the sun shines upon it, and lo and behold, 3-4 hours later, it is all fresh. The sunlight, somehow. See? So you see how sunlight is positive? So likewise, the truth is a very positive thing. But when I say truth, I'm not talking about any particular fact. No particular fact, no particular dogma or doctrine or principle or something. I'm talking about the truth itself, which is like a light that shines upon things. And you can have access to this truth by which you can see. Okay? You know, just like, for example, I always give, you can teach a parrot to say 1 + 1 = 2. And the parrot will say 1 + 1 = 2, 1 + 1 = 2, but he doesn't understand it. But a little child can not only say, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, but the child can see that 1 + 1 = 2. See, the child sees it. Well, then later you can say, what's 2001 + 1? And the child can say 2002. What's 10001 + 1? The child can say 10002 because he sees the principle. See? He sees the principle. Well, likewise, with this intuition that humans have, because we have a soul, we have access to this inner light from God. And all of a sudden, when you hear me talking, maybe it'll awaken you to your own intuition. And all of a sudden, in your own inner light, you see, oh my goodness, you know something, I am judgmental. See, then you go out in the world, because you heard me, now you're aware of it. See, you go out in the world, and all of a sudden, you'll notice how judgmental you are. How you form little secret judgments against people. And then you'll see how impatient you are. See, with those that are smaller than you, well, you become impatient, mean, cruel, angry, see? But with those who are above you, like your boss or someone who lords it over you, maybe your husband or your wife lords it over you, see, dominates you, someone who can intimidate you, some authority or your older sister or brother, why with them you just repress and suppress and say nothing and secretly judge them and hate them, and resent them, see? But judgment and hatred and resentment are the life of pride. But remember, It's a life of pride that leads to death. See? So now we must learn to go the other way. We must become innocent, humbler, more innocent, more humbler. And how do you do that? Well, first by just seeing the fact that you are judgmental and secretly hostile, letting it go. And then getting the meditation that we have and learning to practice it so you can be still. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's program about giving up resentment and judgment and hostility and anger. Give those up. And on the other side, after you give them up, you'll find joy, happiness, freedom. See? Innocence, discovery, many, many wonderful things. You can become like a little child again, happy, jump from bed barefoot and rush through the meadow happily. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, it can happen. Now, you need to get the meditation so you can find your intuition, learn how to be still, learn how to find your intuition. You can get the meditation at my website, commonsensecounseling.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.